This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made an emotional appeal to Israel for military help against Russia's invasion of his country. In a video addressed to Israeli lawmakers Sunday, President Zelensky compared the invasion to the actions of Nazi Germany during World War II. He accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to carry out a final solution against Ukraine, using the Nazi term for its planned genocide of 6 million Jews during that time. Zelensky, who himself is Jewish, also noted that a Russian missile slammed into the spot of a notorious Nazi massacre in 1941 that now hosts Ukraine's main Holocaust memorial. Zelensky said it was time for Israel to finally take sides, telling lawmakers it should follow its Western allies by imposing sanctions and providing arms to Ukraine. His frequent references to the Holocaust drew an angry condemnation from Israel's National Holocaust Memorial, which said Zelensky was trivializing the Holocaust. Israel has emerged as a key mediator between Ukraine and Russia. Earlier Sunday, Zelensky told CNN television that he is ready to negotiate with President Putin, but he warned that if any negotiation attempts fail, it could mean the fight between the two countries would lead to a broader war. Asked about Putin's claims that the Ukrainian government is full of neo-Nazis, Zelensky said that he could not take these statements seriously and called them laughable. He also said if his country had been admitted into NATO earlier, then Russia would not have invaded. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko has posted a video taken of a bombed-out area of the Ukrainian capital. He noted that one of the buildings in the area was a kindergarten and showed a nearby bomb crater. He said there were no fatalities, but noted that cars were burned out and a couple of people had been hospitalized. He said the Russians wanted to terrorize people, but he said they will not succeed. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, 56 elderly residents of a care home in the eastern Ukrainian town of Kremina were killed when a Russian tank opened fire on the facility, according to the head of the Luhansk region. The leader said the attack happened on March 11th, and that 15 other residents of the care home had been abducted and taken to the Russian-occupied territory. He first reported the attack in a video statement posted to Twitter on March 12th, but said at the time he had no information on casualties. Ukraine's deputy prime minister said 7 humanitarian corridors were expected to open on Sunday to enable civilians to leave frontline areas. The UN Human Rights Office says at least 902 civilians have been killed and 1,459 injured in Ukraine as of midnight March 19th. The UN's refugee agency says 10 million people have been displaced by the fighting, including nearly 3.4 million who have fled the country as refugees. And Turkey's foreign minister said Russia and Ukraine were nearing agreement on critical issues, and he was hopeful for a ceasefire if the two sides did not backtrack from progress achieved so far. U.S. President Joe Biden is traveling to Europe this week for emergency meetings on Ukraine, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a tweet that Biden has no plans to visit Ukraine itself. She said the trip will be focused on continuing to rally the world in support of the Ukrainian people and against President Putin's invasion of Ukraine. And U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Sunday that Putin's campaign in Ukraine is stalled. Austin told CBS News Face the Nation that development is why Putin has resorted to attacks on civilians, which he labeled disgusting. He said that we've seen deliberate targeting of cities and towns and civilians throughout the last several weeks. Repeating our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made an emotional appeal to Israel for military help against Russia's invasion of his country. In a video addressed to Israeli lawmakers Sunday, President Zelensky compared the invasion to the actions of Nazi Germany during World War II. He also accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to carry out a final solution against Ukraine, using the Nazi term for its planned genocide of 6 million Jews during that time. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green, VOA News.